This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin researchers are joining a worldwide effort to discover new antibiotics through crowdsourcing. As Shemaine Mills reports, it's problem-solving on a large scale to preserve cures for common infections.
A dwindling supply of new antibiotics is a health threat that scientists around the world are trying to solve. They need as much help as possible, but there's a shortage of science graduates in the U.S. Joe Handelsman wants to change that by teaching every college freshman the basics of research.
If we could get every freshman in college into research courses and teach them the excitement of discovery and what science really is, the inquiry process, and hook them on it, we would have a chance at, one, keeping more students in science, and even better, we could have a scientifically literate society.
Handelsman directs the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. That's where college instructors from around the state recently took a week-long crash course as part of what's called the Small World Initiative. It's the brainchild of Handelsman and presented on this day by University of Connecticut biology professor Nicole Broderick.
We're really looking forward to having you here for the week, so we're going to start things off with a bit of an introduction. So I'm going to tell a bit about the background for Small World and what we're going to be doing this week.
As part of the Small World Initiative, instructors like UW Green Bay associate biology professor Brian Merkel learn how to teach their students how to find new antibiotics to replace those that no longer work.
Once I heard about it, I just couldn't believe that something like this has existed. So for me, just personally, professionally, I'm going to learn some new things, which I am very excited about, very passionate about. But I think what it can do for our students and how it can address this problem, do all of that at the same time, it's an incredible opportunity.
Merkel and other participants spent part of the week in the lab. Most of the widely used antibiotics have come out of the dirt, and that's where the Small World Initiative is looking for the next generation of drugs. In a UW-Madison lab, student teachers put on white coats and assemble their equipment while their instructor guides them.
Those of you who came from the state, you were charged with perhaps bringing your own soil sample. I think I saw some baggies. And so those of you who didn't, we have some soil samples for you. So you also can share with your neighbors.
Those in the lab understand the magnitude of their mission. They're testing the soil for microbes that could fight germs. If new antibiotics aren't found, the world could return to a time when simple infections were fatal. Merkel comprehends this both on a scientific and personal level. When he was 18 years old, he was diagnosed with leukemia and had a successful bone marrow transplant. After that operation, he relied on antibiotics to fight off infection while his immune system was compromised.
You know, the reality is now, it's not just that you have to go through a serious health crisis. There can be infections that were considered at one time something that was minor that now can ultimately become a crisis for certain individuals. And so we all have a vested interest in this.
A couple of trends brought us to what both Merkel and Handelsman call a public health crisis. In the 1980s, many big pharmaceutical companies stopped making antibiotics in favor of making more lucrative drugs. As the production of new antibiotics decreased, so-called superbugs had the chance to mutate and become resistant. The Small World Initiative hopes to get students and researchers looking for the building blocks to fight infection. The answer could be right under their feet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.